Eternal Love, a reading. It's a beautiful feeling what we got deep inside. We got a flame that will last forever, together you and I.
Such a rush of emotions. There's no way we can push it away, because they'll never tear our love apart. Our bond will never break.
Do you believe in the power of everlasting love? We can make it if we stay together. Our love is just enough.
Promise me this forever. We'll always stay this way. We can start at the end of time and do it all again.
Oh my love. I'm all yours, and there will never be another one, because I'm eternally yours.
My heart's aflame. And it's burning in your name. Even through the sands of time, my love will always grow, and I won't let go.
No matter if you're near or far, our bond will never break. Promise me this forever, we'll always stay this way. We can start at the end of time and do it all again.
Oh my love. I'm all yours, and there will never be another one, because I'm eternally yours. My heart's aflame,
and it's burning in your name. Even through the sands of time, my love will always grow, and I won't let go.
And there will never be another one, because I'm eternally yours. My heart's aflame.
Such a rush of emotions.
Burning in your name.
We can't push it away.
Even through the sands of time, my love will always grow. My eternal love.
Well, hey guys, welcome to Ya Girls K-Drama Podcast. Here for a very special episode.
Very
Kermit
special.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. If you're here, Kermit the Frog.
Did you do your Kermit and Frog, Kermit the Frog impression? Once yes, or twice.
Check.
Sorry, I'm New Girl. I just want to quote New Girl all the time. The puzzle's on the box.
It's a Japanese garden.
The picture's on the box. Hi, guys. Maddie here.
Christina here. Hi.
With really, really niche comedy, as always. Probably no one understood anything we just said.
Yeah, we should have a comedy show, and we should tour around.
The picture's on the box!
It's a Japanese garden!
Hi, we're reviewing Healer today, you guys!
It's finally here. Everyone, we did it.
My heart's aflame as I think about this.
You know, and... like, I'm eternally yours, Mads.
It's burning in your name.
My love will, here's the thing, though.
Okay,
My love will always grow.
Really? I won't let go. I'll never let go.
But we have to stay this way.
So Pictures on the box. It's a Japanese garden. Christina, tell the people that if they like this review, what they should listen to that we've already posted on the podcast.
Okay, so what we've been doing is we like to watch throwback shows that Maddie and I haven't watched. And
never seen.
If you know us, we've watched a lot of dramas. So it's really hard to find a drama that we both have not seen. And that's what this series is about. Like, we watched Reply 1988, and this is our second one, which is Healer. And it's such a loved show. And so we both haven't seen it, so... we did reviews on it. We did a through two in February.
Yes.
And it was our instant reactions. And if you want a good
time,
these are great.
Because we were like, wait a minute. Healer is completely unserious. Like, why is he jumping over buildings?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what?
And we were really concerned.
We did not know anything going into this. I thought it was going to be like a medical drama.
Yes. Maddie thought it was going to be a medical drama.
Genuinely did not expect what just happened.
And you're whipped. You love it.
Oh, just to say, I'm like legit whipped for this show and everyone in it.
So great. Yeah. And then, so we did a through two in February. We did episodes 3 through 6 in March. And then I think this month we posted episodes 7 through 12. And so that's the, we've done, and then this one will be 13 through 20.
And so just our final review.
Just our full review.
Just living all the memes from the last several episodes we've recorded.
You know what? Memory lane, yo. Memory lane. So, Maddie, plug our socials.
Yeah, as always, if you want to connect with our podcast, please do come on Instagram at yourgirl_kdramapod. And we talk a lot about K-dramas there. We're currently watching Lovely Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Soon we're going to be recording a review on It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Yes. And then we will do Queen of Tears.
We're doing Queen of Tears. Mm-hmm. So anyways, come over there. And then on the socials or on the link in the Instagram bio or on this episode's description, you can find a link to our Discord chat, which is a really fun thing we do. So just go there. It's really not scary. You don't even have to say anything. You can just log on and then just there's a bunch of people talking about dramas and you can kind of get a pulse for like what dramas people like and you can make new friends and it's a bunch of fun. Don't be scared because my heart's aflame and it's burning in your name. That's why.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm glad. But
yeah,
with Discord, though, it sounds overwhelming, but there's something for everyone. They have all the different dramas. You can click which one you like. And then there you can see the whole thread and you can just start talking and people will talk. So it's a great time. So
or we just have like, we have channels for
there
Rowoon.
Is so cute. Yes.
Channels for Rowoon / Ji Chang Wook and others.
Yes.
So, you know. All right. Also, please give this podcast a 5 stars. If you're on Spotify, go and follow. Please do those things. If you love our podcast, if you're on Apple Podcasts, give it a star rating and a review, please.
Yes,
that would be great.
Yes,
and let's
do it.
Let's move
promise
forward,
me this Christina. Forever.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go down memory lane before we start.
Okay,
so like we said, we've already reviewed pretty in depth episodes 1 through 12, so we're not gonna go like crazy into them right now because we've already done that on air, but we just want to live some of our favorite memories.
Our favorite memories from the past.
The past?
Yeah.
Number one, we definitely thought that hot reporter was the female lead's father at one point.
We did.
That was early on.
That was very early on. We did.
I mean, sorry, hot reporter. Also, hot reporter refers to the hot reporter. What's his name? Moon Ho.
Moon Ho.
We started off as hot, then we demoted him to like not hot, cold
not
reporter.
Hot, cold.
Like we
reporter.
Were like, this guy's not hot. He is creepy, up in everyone's business.
Yeah.
Then we
started having a little more empathy towards him.
We're like, he's fine.
And so he got promoted to lukewarm reporter, and then
he
Maddie kept calling him. Stop calling him Lukey. Stop.
He was Lukey for a minute because we were like, do we like you? Do we not? I don't know.
I don't know. But for me, he's hot reporter.
He's back. That's the thing.
He earned that title.
Yeah. Backstreet's back.
All right.
Yeah. we just to spitfire, we literally love this freaking OST. Like this OST is.
It's great.
It only consists of basically one song, let's be real.
Yes. And then, well, there are actually three. There's Eternal Love. There's the instrumental dramatic score from
Sith Lord.
Yeah, the Sith Lord for Evil Hyung and with the brother.
That's whenever
one of
they
it.
Talk.
And then
it's
so dramatic. It's
crazy,
so dramatic.
Crazy dramatic.
Like I get that it's dramatic, but is it that dramatic?
No, it's like distractingly dramatic.
It's distractingly dramatic. Yeah. And then what about when he's running or doing anything and then it's the piano?
There is another one. Just to say, it's all iconic and it's all great.
Yeah.
We love it.
Okay, so these are some memorable moments. I'm going to just kind of say some all at the same time and then we'll just go for there. Healer in a tree, healer jumping, healer tumbling, healer not healing, and having the desire to buy Healer glasses from Lens Crafters take all my money.
Take all my money. Take all of my money. Like, I thought the only people that wore those glasses were, like, construction workers.
Yes.
But now I know it's, like, actually hot errand, night errand boys that wear those. And I suddenly am, like, really into that, though.
Like, can I have that? Those glasses as a little keychain. Can someone on Etsy make that for me?
I think that would be great.
I
sponsored
want them.
By Etsy. Please send those.
Mm-hmm. Please right now. Like, and Lens Crafter. Lens Crafters, I know you're listening.
There is no reason why these glasses should look good on anyone, Christina. And yet, it's so hot when he wears them.
I mean, I don't even know if they look good on him. It's just the look. Just, it's his costume.
Yeah, but his hotness is just like permeating everything.
It's
like you can wear anything and it's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
And you I know think what, Christina? He does wear many. He does wear many things and does many costume changes.
He does.
And
but
that's
it's
okay.
The same black outfit. Yes. And I think because we're so hypnotized by him. We're hip, like, that's what it is.
Remember, like, that's, episode 4, he was wearing black shorts with leggings underneath, and I was like, mother,
probably you could
with
not breathe.
Puffy. And you know those black hats that we all had when we were 14, but like girls would wear them, but they're like baseball hats,
little,
but not.
Yes.
I mean, it looks good on him, though.
It looks great. He looked great. I think everyone was hypnotized by him because all of the actions that he does, they're all questionable as a spy or as someone in his ranking.
For sure. But the thing about Healer is he will never get caught. He's invincible. Like, he freaking has the invisibility cloak, apparently.
Okay.
You know, like walking through Hogwarts. And so he just walks in people's houses. You know that scene where he's like in a person's house and then like the maid walks by and he just like walks behind her and then like closes the door right when they open the door. And I'm like, no one's going to get you. You are perfect.
Like, how? Seriously, him in a tree. And
him in a tree. Can we just talk about him in the tree?
A naked tree. Naked tree.
He sat in
that
tree.
Branches. And he just sat there and people were underneath him. I can't.
I'm like thrilled that we got to see that on television.
Yeah.
And you know? His parkour is out of freaking control. But I like that he flips when he doesn't even have to. I just think it's really great. All of the above.
Or wait. I think my favorite is him breaking into glass windows.
Yeah.
Because he finds that so necessary.
Oh, he breaks. I mean, it is necessary.
It is. And you know what? I respect that.
We'll talk about this later, but the frickin' tack scene, like, and when
you know
I say
what,
tack
that
scene, it's tack, T-A-C-K,
yes,
scene. If you watched this 10 years ago, you're going to be like, I don't remember, but the reality is, he took $6 worth of tacks from Hobby Lobby, and he just, like, them under
I don't know where he, like, where did he get these?
Like, so many tacks. And then Parkman Young is just like, look at me, look at me. I'm like, how is this working? How is this working? You're putting them under these tires.
I can't.
I love the fact that I think a lot of people listening watched this show a long, long time ago. And
I know, but we're reminding, and a lot of people said, or some people said that they rewatched it because there's some things that they didn't notice that you know, noticed. And you're welcome, because this is a great time.
I thought that Hot Reporter was in love with his sister-in-law for a while.
You know,
I still kind of get that vibe from him, but I'm just gonna let it go.
Yeah, you need to let that go. Need to let that go. No one,
nah.
Nuna is protected at all costs.
We
like
love Nuna.
I love Nuna. Nuna's the MVP. I just love her, and I don't know why she was with Evil Hyung. Like,
Nuna.
Nuna.
Freaking Evil Hyung.
Evil Hyung
sucks. Okay,
he's
should we get
awful.
Into our character discussions now that we're here?
Yes, let's do that.
Right, we have some great characters in this show. I love that Christina wrote Parkman Young. Okay, that's not her character's name. I always call her female lead. It's Chaeyoung Shin, right? He's always like,
I couldn't tell you.
Actually, he usually calls her, in reference, he usually calls her that
Jaeyoung
woman. that woman, and it's really hot. He's like, that woman came into my life. And I'm like, okay. Yes, yes, she did.
Do you want someone to say that woman?
It's just hot when he does it. Okay, let's just call her Young Sheen if we can remember that's her real name. Female lead. Obviously, yeah. Healer. Yeah, boy. Hot reporter. Mm-hmm.
She put Lukey boy next to.
Lukey boy. We have Ajuma. We'll talk
like,
about Ajuma.
Ajuma. We freaking have a lot. Ajuma.
We have Nuna.
With millions of hearts. I put millions of hearts next to her.
And
I just
Christina
need to protect her.
Save her at all costs.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Evil Hyung. As you know, obviously,
as we should,
the evil young, the Sith Lord.
I forgot that I wrote this part.
Christina wrote the 1930s friend group consisting of all the hot dads who were not in the 1930s, but it just looks like they're literally like in World War One in these flashback scenes.
Yes, yes, like yes, eating military packaged food. That's the vibe.
I put two side characters here. I wrote the glasses were a definite side character, and also the turtlenecks that went way past his chin.
I forgot
the turtlenecks that go up the chin.
It was
Let's just talk for 2 seconds. He wore these turtlenecks all show. Like sometimes I'm like, I don't even. She can't even kiss him because the turtleneck is like above his lips, right? Like this is his reality.
It was like a mask.
Like he should look like he's like a little egg, you know, because he's covering all of his neck.
No, you loved it.
But it's so good on him. I don't know what. I don't know how he discovered this about himself.
It's the Healer effect, I think, because everyone, if it was on any other actor, any other person in a different show, we would question him. And no one's questioning Ji Chang Wook in this moment.
Bro will wear the, you know, teenage girl baseball hat, the construction worker glasses, the turtleneck above his chin, a puffy vest.
Oh, you're drooling. I see some drool right there.
Black shorts with leggings underneath. And I'll be like, okay. Freaking perfection. Oh, like, okay. Thank you. Well done.
Wow. Okay.
You know? Kind of am drooling a little bit.
You are. Go get a napkin.
Okay, but I'm going to get a napkin. I can need a napkin. Yeah, okay, let's talk about these characters.
All right, let's go.
Should we start with our leads?
Let's do it, because we love them.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We've already talked a lot about Healer.
We did. We can just we can popcorn and we can skip some, but yeah, like with Park Min Young.
Park Min Young, female lead. With female lead. I think female lead was so cute. And she played the counterpart to Healer really well because she wanted to like get in the spy life and she like considered herself someone who's good at that, but she also like sucks at it. Mm-hmm. And so she's like a cute damsel in distress, which she has to be to feel that cute next to Healer, I think.
I agree. And with this actress, this is my favorite drama of hers.
Yeah, me too.
She did an amazing job. I loved how she was both cute and then just kind of awkward in the beginning, but then towards the end, I loved the character development, and for Healer, this was the perfect girl. He couldn't have someone who had their life together. He couldn't have someone, and I'm not saying her life was all over the place. She was still trying to find herself, and with the show, they did such a great job with all these transitions, and especially like with her hair. Like I thought that was a big pivotal moment when her hair was the way it was at the beginning. And then they just like, she chopped it and there was no talking about her or anything, but it was such a pivotal moment in terms of her character growth that I really loved that. And you can see the shift. And she was spot on. It was beautiful.
It was great. One of the cutest, it's sad, obviously, but it was kind of cute how early on, Healer learned about a few of her like traumas and like triggers. Mm-hmm. And he like always kept that in his mind about like she can't see violence and things like that. Yeah. And the scenes with her, we didn't write here, but the scenes with her and her dad. I love her dad. I mean, her dad
yeah.
is...
Oh, we forgot to write that down. Yeah, we need to talk about him.
Her dad's a literal MVP character. I'm like, the scene where her dad, like, as a little girl, he, like, earned her trust, and she, like, loves him. It's so cute. And he's the best, and he's a total MVP. Because then, even yeah. when she, like, meets her real mom and all these things and all the stuff with Healer, he just, like, takes it in stride. But yeah, I think she was a perfect counterpart for Healer. And we also learn a little bit more about Healer's story, and
I know.
He's just like a hurting little boy down deep inside.
No, seriously, he is. And I loved, well, in the beginning, it was just going through the motions and he was doing things. And then he had like Parkman Young on the back of his mind. Like he was so intrigued by her, but yeah. she was totally just herself. And she was so quirky uh-huh. that he was like just curious about it. But then towards the end, when he was getting more comfortable with her, he's like, I want to kind of be normal. And
yeah,
that
he's
was
like I
a
live.
Big moment.
Yeah. Also, just to say, another character we didn't mention is freaking Park Bong-soo. He's like a whole other character.
You know what?
Healer's little.
Yeah.
I love Park Bong-soo. Like, she loved Park Bong-soo. I love.
But she talked down to him. She's like, I'm your son, bae.
Yeah. No, the whole dynamic of her being like, ew, Park Bong-soo, gross. I'm not interested in you. And just follow me around. And then her being super in love with Healer. I mean, yeah. it's like, it's been done before, but it was like the best version of it in this show. But one of my favorite scenes is when she learns who Healer is, and then he walks up to her on the road and he was like, I just want to introduce myself. My name is, what is it? So Jong-woo or something. Like Healer's
oh, that was
real,
so cute.
Real name, his real name. And she's like, it is so good. He's like, did I introduce myself too late? She's like, it is so good to meet you. And I'm like, and then she gets in the car and she's like, does this mean Park Bong-soo is gone? Like, he's never gonna come back.
It was so cute.
And she's like, I miss Park Bong-soo. He's like, what is she talking about? She's like, Bong-soo ya! Pogoshita!
Didn't she say that his actual name, he was like way cooler than Park Bong-soo?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a scene. I wrote it down, but
anyway, miss Park Bong-soo too, though, you know?
Yeah. And I think I saw a lot of parallels with that scene when he was like, oh, hey, I'm so-and-so. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
I saw, like, that's him testing her also. Yes. And then also when he is Park Bong-soo when they were dressed up and he said, oh, yes. I like you.
Yes.
And then she was so loyal. She was like, oh, sorry, I like someone else.
Oh, yes.
Like, it can't work with us. Like,
oh,
you
that
know.
That scene is so good.
So good.
He was like, do you like me or you like that other guy? And she's like, the other guy. He's like, cool, because I am the other guy.
Yeah, no. Whole, oh my gosh, with the hand holding, and then when she figured that out, oh, so good.
Oh, so, oh. Anyhow. Okay. Hot reporter.
I know some people don't, but I loved him. I really, really
loved him. I mean, do people not?
Because
he's great. I feel like by the end.
He needed to be there, and I really, really liked his character, and I really loved him, and I think he turned it around at the end, and it was so cute when they all knew of each other, because it was like a little family again.
I know.
And he was like protecting them, because uh-huh. in the beginning, when, before she knew anything, before Park Min Young knew anything, it was kind of creepy. Like he was
it
like
was
she was like
she we was like, no.
But he sees her as a little sister that he
yes.
thought died, kind of thing.
Exactly.
So if I think of it in that perspective, I'm like, oh my gosh, he really cares for this girl. Yeah. So then once she finally realized who he was, she just let it happen like an older brother. I wanted her to go like say oppa. I was waiting Aww. For that to happen at the end. Like how cute Aww. Would that be?
That'd be cute. Yeah, I think he like rubbed us wrong in the beginning because he just came off as like a lot more like vulnerable and like weird than we expected, I think. Like he was yes. really clingy to Park Min Young, and we're like, dude, you're just being
yeah,
really
stop.
Weird and I'm just not sure about it. And then he would go have those like Sith Lord conversations with Evil Hyung, and I was like, you're getting the evil edit. Like, I don't know. But by the end, I think you said this earlier, but like, he was just like a very pivotal character in the show, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
he needed to
him,
be there.
He had to be there in this show. He had to be there to create Someday News, and just do that whole thing and back them up. And I feel like by the end of the day, his presence made Healer and Park Min-young look a lot more endearing, because they were like little kids compared to him. And I feel like we learned as the show went on, he is just like a very vulnerable, sad guy who just wants family so badly.
Yes.
And it made him really endearing to me.
And yeah. Then we see in the 1930s when we go back in time, right? And during that time, he went through a lot.
You know, Civil War times.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But he went through so much. Like, he was a little kid, but seeing all of this, he saw Nuna, he saw this. He was just, he saw it, but he was little. So he has another perspective on that too. But just, I think there's just a lot of hurt. So,
yeah. And but in all seriousness, what?
Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
In all seriousness, that is why he dotes on Nuna so much. It's not because he's in love with her. I get it. It's because
she is like a motherly family figure.
And we just didn't know that from the beginning. So I was like, you are obsessed with this woman.
No, I knew. I was like that. He's like, oh, nah. Like, it's like his mother. Nah. Yeah. Nah. But here's the thing. Why did they have to put, because nothing actually happened. What about that girl that they were kind of seeing each other.
Oh my
like
gosh.
She just like kept coming in and out, and then at the end it was like implied that they're together now. I'm like, okay, but why?
Okay, I'm just gonna say, what a freaking waste of screen time. Because it didn't go anywhere, nor was it didn't go anywhere, but also didn't not go anywhere, because it just like didn't even exist. And that woman, did that woman have a role? Not,
I think.
I don't think
she his boss. And
yeah,
then,
but like, did she really have a role in this show? Because I don't think.
I don't know. So. She was just the ex girlfriend. They were just flirty a little bit, and then
sometimes, like, but like most of the time, he was like, "I'm at Someday News, girl. I don't care about you."
Yeah, and then he like, and then didn't he also call her, and then he tricked her into something? Remember that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she was pivotal at one point, but I don't think she was.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another side character needs to be Someday News. Just realized that.
You know what? Someday News with all those little... all those little...
I love the workers at Someday News.
The one with the one that was wearing the glasses.
Yeah. They're just what like a great little troop of characters. Okay, let's talk about Nuna, because we were kind of on her a little bit. But she's the tragic story. She is the tragic story of this whole show.
I loved her.
Yeah.
And, she loved, it sounds weird to say, she loved Hot Reporter too. No,
she loved
him Park
so much.
No, I mean, Park Bo, so wait, what was his name? Joo-hoon.
Joo-hoon? Who the frick is Joo-hoon? Just pulling names out of a hat right now.
I don't remember his name, Hot Reporter. What's his actual name?
Oh, Moon-ho?
You know, I was very close. Was I close?
Know. You were really close. Yeah. Just to say, she was like a freaking fox back in the day. She was so gorgeous, and all those boys liked her in the 1930s. Yeah. And yes. 100 years ago.
Really long time ago.
Long time ago. She's holding it together. And then it's just really tragic how she like lost her daughter, got in a wheelchair. Okay, I don't know why she married Evil Hyung. I think she just was like so heartbroken from her husband dying, and she just kind of like bought into his whole thing for a second. I'm glad she finally dumped him, but it took her too long. But also, I don't blame her, because she was blind to a lot of it.
Yeah. And also, it was hard for her to do anything anyway. She really needed him.
Yes.
To, like, she needed someone. And so,
yes,
once
that's
she
true.
Finally figured out, like, like a game plan, and like she confirmed that it was actually him that was involved, she's like, I'm done.
Yes.
Like, I need to figure this out. And I loved, it gave me chills when she looked at Evil Hyung, and she was like,
yes.
Moon Ho is picking me up right now. And he's like, no, she's not. Yes, he is. And then he comes. And then Moon Ho's like, he like looks at his brother. And he's like, yep. And then he like wheels her away. So,
yeah,
you
then
know
they
what?
Go to Someday News. They go to Someday News.
Love so Someday cute. News.
So
they
cute.
All no, love her. They were all like, Nuna.
Nuna. And then she like freaking takes Elder down. She was like, I'm going to dish everything that's been going on behind the scenes. So she was pretty important at the end, too, because she had the inside scoop because all the Sith Lord meetings were happening in her home. Yes. So,
and then when we talk about each episode, we'll talk about female lead and Nuna together because that is really important. But we'll save that.
Female lead and Nuna together.
Next one. Here we go. Do we want to just really quick talk about Evil Hyung? Okay, we'll do it for like 30 seconds and
30
be done.
Seconds? He deserves no more time than that?
First of all, I just didn't understand at the end how it all tied. He was annoying. He thought he... You know what? We're done. I don't have anything more else to say.
We didn't even write Elder on here. By the end, I was like, who's the real baddie in the show? Because I think the real baddie was Elder. And then Evil Hyung was working for Elder. And then basically by the end, Evil Hyung was just like disposable because Elder was the real baddie.
And then we have that one guy that had the big eyes that was like the assistant who was in jail and he came back. He was like around too.
Yeah.
That was a weird... No. We're
and
done.
And then Double S. Basically Double S
you
in
know
the
what?
End.
Double S.
Freaking
that was... Okay, I love Double S.
No, by the end, we love Double S because that guy Double S is like... You guys are sketchy. What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
But they like infiltrated his spot, but he's like, bro. Mm-hmm.
Bro. Maddie, I have a question for you though. Did you end up emailing Double S? Or...
Oh yeah, at doubles at moebis.com.
Did you get a response?
Not yet. It's pending.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me know when that happens.
Prefer not to talk about it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's kind
okay.
of a sensitive
Never mind.
Subject.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
I also emailed the healer at moebis.com though, and he did answer.
Oh, but Wait, though. Did you ask him on a date?
No. I just asked him to come and put tacks under my neighbor's car.
Okay.
So he might.
Ouch. Okay. This just got evil.
He may or may not do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Evil Hyung sucks. In the end, Elder also sucks.
Yes.
The end.
Yes. And then are we talking about Ajumma? Or are we doing 1930s friend group?
Let's do Ajumma.
Okay. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I have a lot to say.
Okay.
Loved her. By the way, loved her.
Love her. Love her.
But in the beginning of the series, I'm like, will she ever leave her dungeon? And the answer to that question is actually no, because there has been some moments that she did actually have to leave. But for the majority of the show, she was in the dungeon. She was in there the whole time.
She filmed those like by herself, just like sitting in a room by herself.
Exactly. All by herself. And then I didn't realize that her and Healer never met before. And then when she was like scrambling, boom, that's the first time they met.
Like, okay, the whole thing on the underbelly is pretty sketchy. Like, I don't quite understand how Healer got tangled up with this. Well, I guess I do. Okay. Ajumma knows Teacher. Teacher was Healer number one.
Yes.
Teacher made Healer number two. Mm-hmm. And then he basically was like work with Ajumma and he never met Ajumma. I guess that's what it is.
So it's just basically trust who you don't know?
But it was so great when they finally met. He's like,
it was great. Who are you?
She's a mess. Yeah.
Like, where did she get those graphics of the...
I think she drew them, Christina. She's a graphic designer.
Okay. Yeah. How did she have time if all she did was eat gimpop?
All the time.
And knit.
Yeah.
And draw monkeys. Uh-huh. And...
Yeah. I'm more concerned about like the seasonal depression risk here. Like, she was just sitting inside that cave all the time.
Yeah, like... She had no sun exposure.
Nothing.
Like, is she like, okay?
Did she leave? Did she do exercises in her little cave? I'm unsure. But she did put herself together when she left the cave. She was looking good.
She looked really cute. That scene when they were in the airport, she was there. I was like, okay.
That airport scene was just a bundle of confusion.
We gotta talk about that later.
There.
Oh my gosh.
In the end though, Ajumma was like a very pivotal part of the show. Like she just made the whole thing extra funny and like extra like what is going on. Also, is she gonna get together with that detective dude? Because I ship
I know. I think he liked her. Like
he
was
loves
all
her.
Like, yeah,
he's
he was like,
oh.
And I thought he was the bad guy in the beginning. But yeah, I just, but with Ajumma, she called Healer out all the time and just like laid it to him straight, which was good. But yeah, and I sometimes was jealous. Like, oh, she can watch him at all times of the day.
All the time.
Like, where can I apply? Right. Oh, what's that email again?
Oh, healer@moeibis.com.
Oh, let me write that down. I'll write it down.
My favorite Ajumma dialogue ever was when he, before the world's weirdest movie date where they hold hands at the door, when Park Min Young like literally emails Healer and then she's like, can we go on a date? And Healer's like, yeah. And then Ajumma's like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going on a date. She's like, should you really get this woman mixed up with all your weird life? And he's like, don't worry about it. She told me that I don't have to show her my face and she doesn't have to know my real name. It's fine.
That is a red flag right there.
And Ajumma goes, what kind of freak date is that? Like, dude, that's a horrible date. He's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. She's fine with it, Ajumma. She's like, you're an idiot. But then she, like, very tenderly throughout the episodes is like, do you want to live a normal life? Like, do you want to pursue this? Because, like, she shipped it. Like, she was for it. So I feel like she handled that well in the end.
I love it. She did love her at the end. And then she would call her, which I thought was really cute. And then she start calling Moonho as well. Mm-hmm. So they were just, like, a little happy family.
Adorable.
So cute. So cute. Okay, the last character. The 1930s friend group, which
the hot dads.
Yes, all of them should be models except for Evil Hyung.
So two of them should be models. Oh, no, the woman, too. They're all beautiful.
I think there was three of them. Was there three of them or two of them? I don't remember.
My favorite quote we had from a different episode was like, we can all have a dad. You're like, I liked Healer's dad and you liked female lead's dad. I was like, great. Well, we won't cross over. We can just each have a dad. No, they were hot. It was very sad. I wasn't bothered by the flashback scene, so that's saying something. Like I wasn't either,
even though I was like, oh, this, anyway, we've established it was the 1930s. So
we've established. So yeah, I mean, it was crucial to the plot line because the plot line of the whole entire show really was Healer and female lead's dads were in this big scandal, misunderstood, falsely accused. They're trying to get justice for their parents. Like, that's basically the plot of the whole show. Mm-hmm. And then, like, expose the evil elder.
Yeah.
It was crucial to the plot. So I was fine with it.
And I loved it, too, because it showed that the family or their parents, they kind of are following in their footsteps. All of them. All of them.
And that's true.
And then they all got together at the end. And then with Nuna.
Even with Healer at the end taking a bunch of pictures, he was like a photographer. And that's what his dad did.
So cute.
I know. And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Like, oh, you found a hobby. Because I don't think he knew what he liked to do.
No,
he didn't know how to be a human. Yeah.
No. So they were crucial to the plot. And they were a lot of eye candy. I'll just say it. Yeah. So, you know. All right. Well,
all right.
We got to talk a little bit about episodes 13 to 20. Just like, we're just going to highlight. So if you guys are listening and you're like, I watched the show a billion years ago, we'll just take you down memory lane.
Memory lane. Just because this is the full review and this is what we haven't covered yet, we are just going to talk about it. And Maddie, you did a great job with the notes.
I made really good notes. I even highlighted the notes.
You did.
Wow. Like, wow.
You did. You did. She did say right here, she said, Healer is the best thing I've ever seen on television.
Wait, what? Where did I do that?
episode 13. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's just paint these pictures and remind everyone about these great scenes. So episode 13 opens up this crucial moment where Healer is taken down by a yo-yo injury, bleeding
as
out.
As one should, yes.
I think from Double S, maybe. I don't remember. Bleeding out, and Park Min Young finds him, and she puts it together in her brain, oh my gosh, this guy is Healer. So she knows. So then he goes to the hospital, and I think he knows he was found out too.
So and she... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, she holds his hand. And while holding his hand, all these memories flash back to when she held Healer's hand. And I said, great. And then she knows. Great. She goes, oh my gosh. But she doesn't tell him she knows.
And I love that about her, because I think she knew that he would run away. And she, yeah. And he did later in the, later he did run away.
Yeah.
He did. He, and so, is that the scene where he, there's all the blood and then she tracks him down and then they can't find yes. him and they're freaking out and then she finds him. She's like, oh, it's Healer. It's Healer. It's, yes.
Well, then they're like standing in the hospital and they don't talk about the fact that she knows, but he can just tell she knows. Mm-hmm, and he's mm-hmm. just like, it's just like this really awkward. And then there's that other chick there, the like the protege, Ajima's other chick, you know?
Oh, and yeah, her, like, the motorcycle and, chick.
Yeah, and female lead is like, who's this girl? Like, she's just like, okay. Yeah. And then she starts crying with her dad because she knows he's Healer and she's sad, but she also like loves him. So she's like, no.
We forgot to talk about the dad. I love him.
We love the dad.
We love him. He deserves all the things. And what? Tell us what she said.
Well, she's like crying and the dad's like, what's going on? And she's like, I'm crying because I was hurt by him and I don't want to see him anymore. He's like, okay, then don't see him anymore. And she's like, no, but that's not going to work because I need to see him. I'm like, oh, you love him. You love
She's
him.
She's like crying in his arms. Oh my so gosh. Cute. I loved that dad. He was great.
That is so good. Christina, do you remember this next scene I wrote? Do you remember this next scene I wrote about when he's in that like cream colored sweater in the cafe? Do you remember this? Okay, I'll paint.
I think so. Go ahead, because I think I remember.
So basically the entire episode 13 was them like skirting around this truth that like she knows he's Healer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not telling him he knows, but you know, it's like that's what episode 13 really is. And they're standing in the kitchen and they're like having like a work party, but like there's another random guy there, so it's not just them two. But she walks in the kitchen, he's standing there in the cafe, and she's just like trying to break the ice because they're really awkward now, because after that whole yo-yo scene incident,
so awkward.
Yeah. And she's like sitting there and he's like, what are you thinking about? And she's like, I'm just trying to hold it in. He's like, hold it what in? She's like, I want to hold his hand and I want to hug him and I want to talk all night long and I want to kiss him. And then Healer's just like salivating. He's like, what? He's like, ha! And she's like, but he's not coming, so I can't do any of those things if he's not here.
And she's just playing with him. She wants to see his reaction. I loved it.
But then she's literally like, but I'll wait for him. And she's like, basically like, wink, wink, wink. I'll wait for him. And he's just like, he wants to tell her so bad. He's just like,
he wants to tell her so bad. But it's so funny because he knows that she knows, you know, you know.
I know. I think he's just like so nervous to talk to her about it because he knows that like his lifestyle's not fit for like a family. Like the dude's like living in a garage and wants like the only plan he has in life is to like buy an island. Like I think he's really unsure how to fit her into his life now that they've reached that reality.
No, I know. Yeah. This show.
It's just like,
this
yo.
Show.
So then episode 14 is all about when teacher dies. That's really what episode 14 is
it
about.
It really, yeah, it is. And yeah. I'm glad that they showed that he or Healer had someone that he looked up to. And you see the progression of how teacher was like, I'm never going to make it. Like, he needs to lose. If I'm stronger than him, he's going down. And so then he had to train him and train him and train him. And then finally you see that whole montage of him beating Teacher. But I, for Teacher, and I know he was really, I wasn't that emotional. Were you that emotional?
I was emotional watching how much Healer was hurt.
That is what I was emotional about.
Yes.
But
I didn't care about Teacher.
Yeah, and he died, and I was not dramatic. That was just a lot to take in, too. But I was like, okay, did I miss something? Was there something that I missed? Yes, I know he was the teacher, but he wasn't in it for that long. And then he died. And then it was, and I know it just showed how Healer was grieving and he didn't know what to do. And so I get that part.
I'll tell you what it did for us though, Christina. A.
Okay.
Okay. A. It had some purpose. A. Literally Healer beats up so many people in his grief, and it's just great television. He's literally like going to the morgue or whatever the right word is for that. And he's just beating up. He's just beating up all these people in the hallways just to get access to Teacher's body. And then Healer's like crying, which I was like, I love you, Healer. So this
that
is
was
good television.
That was sad. I take that back. That was actually really sad.
That actually was really sad. Then Hot Reporter tracks Healer down and Healer starts beating him up, which is great.
Okay, I know. And I was like, wait, what is I was watching that and I was like, wait, what is happening?
But then I think it was an important transfer. I think what it really was, too, was like Healer transferred his like familial love over to Hot Reporter in that moment, I think. Because
that's a good way to put it.
After he beat Hot Reporter up, he was like, okay, I'm just going to choose to like trust you. And like, I think they kind of had a shift in that moment in his grief of losing Teacher. I think so.
Yeah. And I think because he would trust him a little bit anyway, and then he needed to do that in order to move on a little bit and say, okay, he's in my circle now.
But the most important thing it did for us, the most important thing reality did, was that Healer in his grief went into hiding and no one could fight him. And then the female lead had to go find him in his man cave.
Maddie is glowing right now.
This is the best part of the whole show. Ajima comes out of her cave.
She did. She did. Didn't she show up at her house?
Yeah, at the cafe.
And yes.
She was like, bro, like, you need to go find Healer. Like, no one can talk him out of this. And she's like, go to his cave. And I was like, yes, go to his cave. Oh,
that was really, yes, that was a big moment. You were freaking out.
I was freaking out. That was like the best 30 minutes of television I've seen in a while. Like the end of 14, beginning of 15, when they're just in the cave. I mean, I don't know if it affected you as much as it did me, but I was like, yo.
I was more worried about Healer. I know that there was going to be some cute moments, obviously, but I was like, Healer needs to be okay because I'm not okay.
I was just swooning when she shows up. And she just, like, climbs into his bed and she's just, like, cuddling him because he's so cold. I don't think he has a heater in that freaking cave. And
he was totally sick. And here's the thing. How did she find, you know, that little corner when you have to hold the blue sign?
Wait, can we talk about this?
We need to talk about. Like, how does she know?
They're asking us to suspend our disbelief on this one because she's in that corner trying to get into his man cave and you have to like turn a sign, you know?
Yes. And then do something else on the wall and then
she literally didn't turn the sign. The sign literally turned itself.
Yes. And I think they were like, okay, well, I don't know, but I feel like
I guess so.
I feel like I would walk away. Like that would take hours to figure that out.
Right.
But this is television and this is what we're here for. So
I was all for it. Literally the fluff we got at the beginning of 15 where he's just like cuddling with her and like hugging her. I was like, listen.
And he thought it was a dream. He's like, wow, this seems like such a real dream. No, duh.
No,
get a clue.
No derp. And it's just phenomenal. Just so good. So basically episode 15 turns into them. Like,
wait, though.
Trying to be a couple.
Yes. But right before that, though, I loved when he was like trying to kick her out. And he was like, go, you need to leave. And she was just like,
before they kissed.
Yes. And then she's like, no, like, no. And then she like ran around and she's like, no, I'm not doing that. No, no, I'm not. Like,
and he goes, if you're with me, if you're with me,
if you're with me,
you will be hurt. I'm like, great. She's
like, you know what?
No, she goes, she literally goes, you will never hurt me.
Oh, and he melted. He was done. He was whipped.
He was like, oh. And then she like hugs him and he starts crying. Then she plants one on him as she freaking should. And then he wears that wife beater and they're like cuddling in bed. You know that one part where she like wakes up and she's like, where'd he go? And then she turns around and he's just like staring at her, smirking. I was like, how many times have I rewatched that? 3 seconds.
You drooling again?
Drooling. And then when he kisses her when she's cooking, I was like,
I know. And he can't cook for the life of him. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Why does he have that kitchen? Why is there a kitchen in his man cave?
But here's the thing. I never saw that kitchen before.
Where did it come from? Like, suddenly she shows up in his full kitchen in his man cave. Full kitchen.
We've like, seen that man cave many times.
Yeah.
And so I thought that he had just takeout because it was a dungeon. There was no like kitchen. No, but then like we kitchen, see a full on kitchen.
Like with an island and like stovetops and like apparently fresh ingredients. Think about this for 2 seconds. She went into his man cave. I don't think she's left. And suddenly she's like making an omelet where you get these eggs.
He does not have any food.
No.
Oh, she went to go get food. Remember?
Did she?
Yeah, she did. I think she did. Yeah, she did. She totally did.
We digress.
This is important information that we had to talk about. So,
of course.
You know?
So basically, they're just living their life. Sunday News is trying to like honor teacher by all their broadcasts. And basically, I feel like episode 15, nothing happens. They're just trying to figure out how to be a couple.
Yes.
Nothing happens.
And
nothing happens.
Nothing actually. No. Yeah, then nothing happens. All I know in 15 is, I think it was kind of like her precursor to being a quote unquote spy. And
yes.
He gave her like a mission.
Oh, yeah.
And she just did it. She did
and then
it.
She's
she
like,
slayed.
She's like, it's so fun having a boyfriend like this. And he's like, boyfriend. And she's like, this is so fun.
It's so fun, yeah.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Man.
And then they cuddle on the couch. It's great.
Yeah. And I think the whole thing was to, didn't they do a broadcast? They showed like exclusive clips on teacher.
Yes.
Too. And then everyone was angry because that shouldn't have happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're basically trying to honor teacher. And then the plot really turns over to her. A, learning who her mom is. B, learning that apparently his dad killed her dad.
Yeah,
that becomes
a
big plot. That's
a huge plot.
Huge
but then,
plot.
But it's like, oh my gosh. And when does she actually find that out? Because when she finds that out, she is in this sad depression hole, unfortunately. Like, she was just so sad.
I know.
She couldn't get out of bed.
I
just wanted to give her a hug, give her some food.
Yeah, well, and then basically that it's that plot, and then like this plot of Healer apparently being a murder suspect basically carries us through the rest of the show, which is fine. Like, I mean, I guess I don't know, I guess this show could have been 16 episodes. I'm not mad it was 20 episodes. I'm fine with it, but it is a little long. Like, they, you know.
They did
like,
drag out a lot.
They
because
pulled,
they could
but,
have.
Yeah.
They, like, when teacher died and then when this other, they could have, like, condensed that. It could have been 16 episodes, I think, too.
But I was fine with it because I just was so into the whole story of them. Which is funny, though, because I feel like they dragged it out, but then the ending was so rushed. So
it was so rushed. I have so many thoughts. Like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh. But anyways, we had some really, really cute moments in the middle of that where suddenly the reality is like, healer and her are together, but they can't be together for various reasons. So there's a lot of like stolen kisses and like rooftop dates that like all add to the dramaticness of the whole thing, which I was all for.
We're here for that.
I was here. One of my favorite is when he like goes into a room and she's like pulling away. She's like, I know that your dad killed my dad. And it's like, this is between us, whatever. He's like, I'm going to go find the evidence that it's not true. And so he goes down into like, he's leaving the cafe and she chases him down. She's like, just find the evidence and come back as fast as you can. And he's like, okay. And she's like, even so if you cute. Don't find the evidence, come back. He's like, okay. She's like, just come back quickly. He's like, okay. And then he doubles back and he kisses her and the dad is watching. I was like, yo.
Oh my God. I love that.
The dad, and then the convict who's just sitting there. Anyways,
I just love it. But I had a question when she found out about that Healer's dad killed her dad. Was that at the same time when she found out who her birth mother was?
I think it was like the same thing. So she was just like all buried into all those.
Okay, because I kind of meshed those two yes. together because she was so sad and yes. so overwhelmed by what yes. she like found out.
Yes, and she called Healer. She called Healer one time, and she's like, "I found out who my birth mom is." He's literally beating people up on the phone. He's like, what? And she's like, I found. He's like, okay, I'm going to call you back. And he like hangs up and he keeps beating everyone up.
At the pool table, like
yes.
room.
Yes. It's like great. All right. Let's just like really quickly get through the last couple. Like there's just like a few big
then
things.
We're done.
She learns who yeah. her mom is. Healer tries to undermine Elder. I'm like, great. Let's get Elder out of the picture.
Yeah. Let's like move on. Yeah.
We learned the backstory of how the dads really died and how they did not kill each other.
I did like that part. I did yeah. like that. That yeah. was good yeah. to see. Okay. Yeah. Can we talk about, we need to talk about when female lead meets Nuna.
Yeah.
I just, even though Nuna had no idea.
Yes.
Remember when female lead was trying to, we really need to know her name.
Chae Young Shin.
Okay. Yeah. Is it just Chae Young or?
No, her surname is Chae, and then it's Young Shin.
Okay, Young Shin. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so remember how she was trying to get an interview? She had nothing. This was even before she found out. And then Nuna was like, "You know, I really like your voice. You have a very soothing voice. I like yes. you. I need to see you." And then she like called her and she's like, "Oh, I want you to do an interview." And female lead, she's like, I just forgot her name. Yeah. Okay. And then she was just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get ready.
Yeah.
And then it was just so, it was so sweet. She was so loving. She knew nothing. She gave her, it was just really, did she also know back then, did she know when she found, like, she already knew.
I don't think
about
Nuna
her.
Knew. No, only
no.
Female,
did
female
knew. So yeah. she brought her the flowers.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
they said and, in the beginning, like, oh, she might have a seizure because this yes. is really, like, yes. this is a lot of trauma for her.
Yes. Well, and then she ends up like interviewing Nuna because Nuna's like, I want to tell my story. Like, I want, and I feel like it's adorable. Like, she, like, her daughter brought this out in her, and she's like, I want to tell my story. And so then she ends up having a seizure because she's like talking about the hard stuff, but she's like, she wants to talk about the hard stuff. But then, Park Min Young, female lead, Chae Young Shin, you know, one of them, she takes a cookie home that her mom made. And
that
then
was
her,
so
her and her dad eat the cookie together. It's so cute.
It was so cute.
It's so cute.
And I loved that. And Nuna, even without knowing, she was totally drawn to her. Mm-hmm. Did she have like a memory thing? Because wouldn't you know your daughter? Maybe I don't know.
I think her daughter was just too young for her to like be able to remember, like know what she looks like as an adult, I'm going to guess.
Okay. Yeah.
But maybe. Yeah, that's a good question. That's okay. actually kind of a good question.
Yeah. Okay. We're here.
Okay,
we made
it. We're rounding out the end. So basically, the end. The end is.
Wait! We forgot to talk about the tax scene.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. She goes, we made it. We made it to the tax scene.
Okay, let me paint a picture for you.
Please do.
Okay. Healer. Female lead.
Heard of him.
Walking down the street. Yeah. No big deal.
Making they my way downtown.
Downtown. Walking
yeah.
fast.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Then they find this car. So right at the get-go,
right.
Healer, just no hiding, no behind the bushes,
no
anything. He whips out tax.
$6 out of his worth hand. Of tax from Hobby
like,
Lobby.
Literally tax. Yeah. And then Parkman Young goes to the passenger side and pretends that she is using it as a mirror. And she's trying like to do her hair and stuff. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. Healer didn't even like duck down in the beginning. He like literally walked forward, put the tax, and you could probably hear all of this.
He's like, and I think walking to all four tires.
I think like five tacks would have been enough. I mean, there was 200 each.
I think they were just gonna drive over like the tops of the tack. Like, is this even gonna pop their tires? Like, can these penetrate? Like, these are like tacks from Staples. You know, like, I don't know.
And then after they start driving, they're like, oh, man.
They're like, those darn kids. Darn it. How they do it? How do they do it?
It's a great, like, that was you great. Know? I remember when I watched that and I recorded it, I had to stop what I was doing.
Like,
and I was like, Maddie.
Listen.
Madison.
The tax scene goes down in history.
It was wild. So I was like, no. But yeah, anyway, that was the most pivotal scene. But yeah.
In conclusion, let's talk the end of this drama, because I feel like the last like two episodes are just all the end, because suddenly there's this plot of Healer is accused of murder, which that was a plot earlier in the show too, but he's like accused of murder, and then freaking Elder kidnaps female lead, and he's like using her to blackmail him, and he makes him make a tape confessing the murder that he didn't do, and then Elder's like, if you don't work for me, I'm sending this to the police.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. Okay.
Healer, like, sits Parkman Young down. He's like, I have to go into hiding. And he's like, she's like, but what if I want to contact you? He's like, you can't. You can't contact me. I was like, this is great. So he basically goes, you know, out on the run to prove that he didn't murder this man. So that's basically what's going on. But we need to discuss the end, because I'm not even quite sure how this show ended. Like, I'm still a little confused.
I'm so confused.
Okay, so from what I can tell, Elder is blackmailing him. He's trying to prove that he didn't murder this woman. But they're just trying to take down Elder. And so, like, Sunday News is doing, like, coverage on Elder, being like, this is how he really earns his money, and it's really sketchy. And all the while, Healer's like, you know, trying to get people's fingerprints to prove he's not a murderer. Mm-hmm. Then, from what I can tell with the last 13 minutes in this freaking airport, he fakes his own death, right? He fakes his own death.
Yes, he did. Because, sorry, I'm just, I had a lot of, there was a lot of things I was feeling during the end of the
show. I was like, what is going on? He fakes his own death so that he can't be accused of murder anymore, I'm pretty sure, because, like, he died, I think. And then
I was so confused. So keep going.
Right. Well, I think that's it. And then basically there was that woman they were trying to track down, and she had, like, inside scoops on, I think she was, like, another one of Elder's victims. And finally they're like, we're going to stop this cycle of Elder being horrible and taking everyone's money. And so I think they used her as, like, the final example of what Elder was doing and, like, exposed it on Sunday News. I think. Because she was, like, interviewing that lady in the bathroom. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. My brain shut down when all of this was happening, because I was hoping, there was, like, I had a lot, like, a laundry list of things that I was hoping we would end and tie everything together a little bit.
Yeah.
But we got this new airport fake death situation happening. And then I was like, okay, great. Okay, that's done. Okay, let's see Healer. I want Nuna and I want to see Nuna and female lead together. I want to see this. I want to see that. But yeah, then no. They ended it and I was shocked. I was like,
wait, what? Yeah.
We're done here? Like, we're done?
When the airport scene started, it felt like we were like in the middle of episode 8 or something. Like, it felt like it was just like another scene. I'm like, no, we have 13 minutes left in the whole show. Like,
exactly.
What is happening?
What is happening? And so either they kept it or they keep it and then add on to it, make it an hour and a half. So we have some closure.
Like
or
an hour
just,
and a half finale, yeah.
Or, you know what, honestly, we could have taken out that whole scene and focus on some cute scenes with Nuna. Like, I want it. This is what I wanted. You know, like in the early 2000s, at the end of a show, they're all having dinner together. Like, that's
great.
What I wanted.
Great.
I wanted.
That would have been great. Yes.
With Ajima and Nuna.
Yeah.
And,
I'll
you know,
be
and
there
for you.
Or what's the Gilmore Girls song?
If oh, if you lead, no, no, if
road,
you lead,
yeah,
I if
will
you
follow.
Lead, I loved Gilmore
anywhere,
Girls. I love
anywhere.
Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was weirdly rushed for the fact that this was a really long show. And then we get to the end and it was like, legit, what?
They're like, they were still adding plot to it.
And he's like, it's like 6 minutes left. And he's like putting like fake blood in his jacket. I was like, what?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Also, though, something I appreciated, I noticed this. There was, like, the last scene, he whipped out a gun. And that's the first time in the entire show, I think, we ever saw a gun.
Because they're not allowed to have guns in Korea, I think.
Well, that's probably why. But I was like, that's refreshing. Because I don't need a billion guns on a show.
Yeah, no.
So, okay, to be fair, I don't even know who, fake shot him. I think it was that detective. People listening, please just, like, help us understand the ending of the show. Because I didn't. Sure, but I'm unsure. I think Elder was taken down. Mm-hmm. I think they exposed him.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to Evil Hyung? I feel like we didn't even get. And I know you and I talked about it. You're like, oh, that didn't matter. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But I wanted something. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Like, did you go to jail? Did you do this?
Yeah.
Like, oh, did you lose the election? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
These
plus,
things
like,
because
yeah. Bro was going crazy. It was like episode 18
or
19.
He was crazy.
He was talking to voices in his head in his office. Like, he was done. He was going crazy. And then his wife dumped him. And I was like, what happened to him?
Yes. And I wish there was more scenes with Nuna. And we got a little a scene that implied that Nuna finally knows who her daughter is. And I wish we actually had a true interaction where they're both crying or just like, oh my gosh, daughter, come here, you know, kind of thing. But there was a scene wasn't there a scene with the dad and her? Because I loved that. Was there
maybe?
I think there
the
was
dad and
that they
Nuna?
Sat down. Yes.
I think you're right.
Yes. And it was so good. And I should have talked more about the dad, but I thought he was so good. He was understanding. And when female lead told him, hey, I found my mom.
I know.
And he start. Oh my God. It's going to make me teary.
He's the best.
Oh my God. That part made me cry. And oh my God, I can't look at you.
The dad is the best character in the show, like,
that
for
was,
real.
Because usually we see in films or in shows that when it's like, oh, well, I'm your parents, like, it's me, they didn't love you kind of thing. No, that wasn't the case. Female lead said, I found my mom. And they just cried together. And it was so sweet. And then when they met, I wish there was just more moments. Because I'm sure, and this is just probably me thinking, I'm like, I know Nuna would say, thank you for raising my daughter. You did a wonderful job.
I know.
Kind of thing. Because he did. And he was like, he was strong. He prepared her. And he also let her be who she is and how her quirky self. So I just wish there was more stuff like that at the end, and then seeing some cute moments of healer and female lead doing normal things like puzzles or just something like that. It has nothing to do with spy or spy show. I don't know.
Spy show. We did get some like great internal dialogue at the end, though, when she it's like the last 2 minutes of the show and he's like taking pictures of her and we see them in their quote unquote normal life. And she's like things that I love, the sound of the camera so clicking. I love big hands. I love warm embraces and smiling eyes. And then like the things that I hate are all the things, anything that keeps me away from that. And then he had the same dialogue where he's like things that I love. White sheets, the first snow, small hands, blah, blah, blah.
That was cute.
Her hair. I just wanted to see her hair.
He is obsessed with her hair.
Yeah. And, and then they're like kissing on a rooftop. So I felt like satisfied to an extent with their little story. I would love to see more, but I was like, at least we got like the final kiss on the rooftop. Mm-hmm. Like I needed that. I'm glad we got it.
Yes. I think for me, it was just a little abrupt. That's it. That's all I would say. Yeah.
100%. But I will say sometimes episode 20s or finale episodes can feel kind of dry. That would not be said of this one. It was very like, what is even happening?
Yes.
Which I appreciated because actually at the same time I watched this finale, I was watching Dr. Slump finale, which was like the driest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like dry piece of bread, like put some butter on it. So I was like, I'm appreciating the fact that it's interesting. Thank you for that.
I love you.
I love Dr. Slump, but the finale was
okay.
So good.
Ouch. Okay.
It was dry.
I know. But anyways, you did it, and I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. So yeah, anyways, I think one thing to be said about the show is there's a lot of characters in the show and there's a lot going on. And honestly, all of it kept my attention. Which is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching Queen of Tears right now, and I don't feel the same way about that show.
There's
a lot going on, and a lot of shows try that where there's like a lot going on, there's like a lot of characters, and it's hard for a show to pull it off where like I am interested, or at least I am feeling, I either hate or I like all the characters. I'm like not indifferent towards any of them. So I actually felt that way. I liked the characters, or I hated them.
Yeah, and I liked also too, I think it was refreshing that we did this at this time, just because we've talked about that there's been kind of a K-drama drought.
Yeah.
And so we just want to do this again, and we want to keep doing some throwback shows to see, because this was great. And so, okay, so let's see. Now let's talk about where would you put this on your list? Because I know you have like a list from one through whatever. I don't. I just have it out of rating like 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1.
Okay. So you guys, literally, I didn't actually have a compiled list until I finished Healer. This show made me make a list.
It changed
her
life.
This show,
you guys, changed
her
life.
And I loved, I feel like I felt this show was like a 10 and you felt it was like maybe like a 7. I'm just reading it. Like you liked it, but it was like not your favorite.
I did like it. I really liked it. I enjoyed it. Is it my favorite drama? No, but I really enjoyed it and I thought it was great.
Okay, so I loved it. I just loved the tacky spy thing. I loved it. I did love all of it. And so I was like, I need to compile a list of my actual favorites and put them in order because of this show. So I did that. And right now it is fighting for number 5 of all time, which is saying something. It's fighting with It's Okay to Not Be Okay, because I just watched that one as well. I watched two great dramas back to back, and they're so different.
You're welcome. And I made her watch it.
We'll talk about It's Okay to Not Be Okay later, but that show was so good. It's insanely good.
That's a 5 out of 5 for me too.
Oh my gosh. So I'm going to cry just thinking about it right now.
It's so good.
Like I actually want to cry right now.
So you would give this show a 5 out of 5, obviously.
Oh, 100%, 5 out of 5, like 100%. Okay. And it's probably like 5th on my list of favorite drama of all time, which is a very coveted list. It might be number 6 because It's Okay to Not Be Okay might boot it. I'm trying to give them some time to settle down. So
we'll see. We'll see if it boots it.
I think I liked it too is when I think about the list of all my K-dramas I've ever watched, it kind of fills its own little category that no other K-drama has ever filled. Like
that's a
the tacky spy show. Like, what K-dramas are a tacky spy show that are this?
You know what? Actually, you're so right.
I think that's why. But It's Okay to Not Be Okay also fills a category of its own.
Okay, but...
That's why they're both so special to me.
That show is a masterpiece.
Like, we'll talk about it. It's a freaking
I can't wait to talk about it. It's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece.
So you saying that Healer might bump It's Okay to Not Be Okay does say a lot. And I love that.
And it's because Healer is so its own identity. And I can't think of any other K-drama that's like it.
And I agree.
And
I totally agree.
I loved the lead actors. They're just top notch. I mean, it's also something to say that like both of Ji Chang-wook and Park Min-young, this was like a while ago. And ever since then, they've both gone on to be crazy successful. So it's like, of course they're great. Like this was like earlier in their career. And it's like... Mm-hmm. They're so top notch, like so.
And
top-notch.
And this helped them too. Yes, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. For me, I rank them 5 out of 5, 4 out of 5. So then I do best of the best, and then I do still amazing or still great. Yeah. That's a 4. So I would give this drama 4. I still loved it.
Yeah, it's great. It's like
it's great.
Yeah,
I still. And if you, I would recommend it to people too. Yeah. And then in terms of Ji Chang-wook dramas, I still have one that's still my favorite. I have If You Wish Upon Me. I don't know. We'll see. It's still my number one.
You love that one.
I love that one.
You like different genres than I do, though, for the most part.
We all do. So, I think we, you know, and we just, but also I loved Healer, though, too. It was a ride. I loved it. Scenes, all the scenes. It was so great to ham it.
Yeah.
But then when they were doing the serious scenes, it was so good. I loved the story and how they connected everything. And it was something that we've never seen before, honestly.
That's why I liked it. We had never seen this before. I was like, I mean, everyone else saw it 8 years ago, but we didn't. So like,
we didn't. You know. So yeah. And then we need to figure out what other drama we're gonna do. We have two contenders, don't we?
So right now we're thinking through what's our next throwback that everyone else has seen but we have both never seen and know nothing about. So tell us our two contenders, Christina. We have two contenders that are top of our list.
Okay, we have Moon Lovers, and I think that's one. That one is with IU. Uh-huh. And then we have, I don't know the name of the other one, but because he's in Queen of Tears and It's Okay to Not Be Okay, we thought maybe this would be great to watch.
My Love from the Stars.
He's an alien, and how am I going to, what's happening?
I want to watch it because he's an alien. Well, maybe we should do Moon Lovers. Well, I don't know. We'll talk about it. I feel like My Love from the Stars sounds just as ridiculous as Healer.
I know.
I want to watch
it. But some people love it.
I know.
So I want to see.
But it has Kim Soo Hyun. So I'm like, maybe we should run off the Queen of Tears hype and do a Kim Soo Hyun show. But we're not.
But we might like Moon Lovers. I don't know.
I don't know, man. In conclusion, though, this was so fun to watch a throwback show. So please let us know other shows you want us to do. Christina and I are also sitting on a new idea for podcast episodes to do like nostalgic shows we have seen. Like me and Christina have both seen, but we're going to like revisit them and go down memory lane on those shows too. Like 2521.
Yes.
You know,
especially
so we want to do that as well. Cause it's so fun to be nostalgic and go back since we were in a drought. How do we survive this drought? Right. We got to look backwards.
And it's always so nice to listen to dramas or any episodes that have like dramas that we all loved. I love too that on Instagram when we did that poll of like favorite dramas of all time, that was like great to see too. That helped us figure out
what y'all love
do in the future.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like it could be anything like Home Cha. It's Okay to we're doing It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Oh my gosh. Everyone go watch It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
I know. And then we can Our Beloved Summer Weightlifting Fairy.
Yeah.
We've already done a Crash Landing Memorable Moments one, which is great. But I think
we're always cooking up new things for the pod. So help us out. Tell your friends. Let's get more people to listen to the podcast. As always.
This was so much fun though, Maddie. I had such a great time doing this.
Such a great time.
Stop.
Christina, fun.
Stop it. I'm serious. Like,
no,
I did not. I had no expectations going into it. just because I knew nothing about this show, but doing it with you and then so people fun. Listening and knowing what the outcome is and we don't.
Yeah.
It was great. So we want to do it again.
It was great. Let's do it again. Thanks everyone for listening. Like I said, yeah. Go follow the pod. Go give it star ratings right now. Mm-hmm. I know you can like spare 5 minutes and do that. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm begging. I'm just like, you know, just asking. Follow us on Instagram, please. Tell your friends about the podcast, all of the above. Come on Discord and tell us the next drama we got to watch as a throwback. Or yes. Tell us what drama you want us to cover that we've all seen and we just want to go back.
Oh, yes.
Nostalgia lane, man. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. So, yes. Thanks, you guys.
Kamsahamnida.
Thank you. Bye.
Annyeong. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my love. You're so slow.
Why are we slow?
Why are you so slow?
Why are you so slow? Well, okay, let's do it fast. My eternal love. 3, 2, 1.
My eternal love.
Boom. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Where are you?
The problem is, I think when we say oh, that's where